The cyclone hit at 6 o'clock in the morning yesterday, Monday, February 14th. It was classified as a Category 3 cyclone, an intense tropical cyclone. It's a pretty strong storm. It first hit at the southern tip of the Mashwala Peninsula, which is a remote area with some of the densest tropical forest in Madagascar. It brushed the southern edge of Mashwala Peninsula, apparently destroying the village of Vinani Vau. It didn't lose any force because it was still mostly over water in northeast Madagascar. And then it came back and it apparently hit land a second time about 30 to 40 kilometers next to the district center of Manana.
You had mentioned a village had been destroyed. Can you give us an idea of how big that village was? How many people lived there?
Well, it's on the edge of the Mashwala Peninsula. So because this remote peninsula is primarily primary forest, there isn't a very dense population, and most of the population is along the coast, but it's a pretty small village. It's not a population center. And Joe, right now, most of the information that we have is really anecdotal because the evaluation mission is still in the field.
Give us an idea of what's going on now to assess the damage.
Sure, Joe. The National Disaster Risk Management Agency, along with CARES Emergency Coordinator and personnel from Saluhi Food for Peace Consortium, are doing a helicopter overflight. The areas in and near the path of the cyclone, trying to get a sense of the percentage of structures that are damaged, the level of damage to the structures. One of the problems is along this area of the coast, most of the dwellings are from traditional materials and don't hold up very well in the case of a cyclone. And then also looking at administrative infrastructure, hospitals, schools, and the like, and how much they're affected. Also, as much as is possible in a relatively short period of time, doing assessment of the impact on the economy, particularly agriculture. The area that was hit on the northeast coast is a main cash crop producing area, with coffee, cloves, and vanilla being affected by the cyclone. And then they'll probably, tonight, they'll stay in the northeast district capital of Antalya on the coast, and then tomorrow they'll try to head east inland, assessing the impact of the cyclone after it went inland.